with the help, with the help of some fireflies. I wonder how they have the power to shine, shine, shine. I can see them under the pine. So don't. Your love won't wait. Oh, baby, I love you. Wait. Wanna tell you I love you.
That was Baby, I Love Your Way from Deborah Silver and the Count Basie Orchestra's Basie Rocks. Now I'd like to feature DSFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On March 11th, the Independent Red Leafs announced that forward Greya Rampton signed with Maribor University for their new NCAA Division I program via its Instagram page. Let me look at any changes for DSFU BCIHL Red Leafs, which will continue this fall. Just a minute, please. Just a minute, please. Just bear with me for a minute. Sorry about this. Now I'm just looking at the Instagram pages because for some reason the Independent Red Leafs Facebook page did not have the signing of Greer Rampton. Let me look just a minute, just trying to cover all bases. There are no updates for the SFU PCIHL Red Leafs at this time.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
Welcome back. The fourth band is Scowls. We are all angels with Tonight I Am Afraid.
I don't even wanna say
I would like to provide the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. On March 12th, the Surrey Police Board had its latest meeting where multiple topics were discussed, including governance risks, board oversight for transition, as adequate staffing levels are needed for expansion, with the BC government ordering the SPS to take over Cloverdale by April 1st, 2026, placing priorities for Surrey. Updates on the extortion crisis headed by Paul Dadwell, the advisory group chair on the extortion crisis, and policing transition updates headed by Glenn Lewis, the BC Assistant Deputy Minister and Director of Policing and Law Enforcement Services. During the meeting, Paul Dadwell, who provided his updates since the BC-appointed advisory group was formed last month, said they have been interacting with the community, which was also reiterated to Angela Jung of Global News, who reported that Surrey extortion shootings have gone down from 10 in January, 1 in February, and none in March so far. Extortion threats have also been going in a downward trend, with 44 in January, 16 in February, and 3 in March, something the SPS chief... But the SPS chief, Norm Lipinski, stressed that the SPS still have foot on their gas during the latest board meeting. The SPS staff surgeon, Lindsay Helton, claimed that significant enforcement pressure, not only from the SPS, and community involvement providing pictures have also led to the decrease. But Malcolm Malik, who is part of Surrey Livability, Social Equity, and Public Safety Committee, who also spoke in the SPS meeting on March 12th and expressed skepticism, saying they can't control when extortions go up or down, but we must prevent them, which was reiterated to Angela Jung of Global News. Also echoed by Paul Dadwell, who said there will be prevention strategies in secondary schools. On March 13th, the SPS welcomed 11 new recruits who graduated from the Justice Institute of BC and will join the SPS on the front line. However, there hasn't been an update in the March numbers on the SPS website so far. Let me take a look once again, because I got them around 8 this morning. So let's see if there are any changes. No. So as of February this year, there are 639 sworn police officers, 131 women, 508 men, 286 visible minorities, about 45% of all SPS officers, 22 indigenous, and 500 civilian employees.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
Welcome back. The fifth group is Michael Sarian's Esquina. The tune is Floating Ballerinas, radio edit. Thank you. The sixth act is from Santa Barbara Records, Kelly Americana Volume 3, a compilation inspired by the legacy of David Crosby. The tune is The Universe Knows You Are Mine by Kathleen Sieck.
There's a whisper in the silence where the air is so still. There's a space under the doorway where the light gets in. I hear an echo on the water, feel the shifting of time. Where the sea pulls in the harbor, I'm laying out my pride. I'm giving it all, I'm giving it back. You can't leave me behind. I didn't mean to discover that you and I were so aligned. We can say what we want, but the universe knows you're mine. And every time I think of you, I
you for listening to episode 11 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Now to the last tune before 11, it's Mac DeMarco's Guitar with Nightmare.
Thought that you have woken up by now. What a nightmare. Who thought she would still be hanging round? But she's still right there. The whole path.